No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We always talk about the Giants schedule. You know, looking at the Jets, it's better than what the Giants have on paper.
That's what they're saying about Miami. That's what they're saying about New England. And that's what they're saying about Buffalo. That's why Buffalo probably has a pretty high win total.
Because you got the NFC South in there. That's why. And you get teams like, they're playing the Browns.
They're playing the Saints. They're playing the Saints in Week 16. That's a game that, you know, who's playing quarterback for New Orleans at that time?
That might be a fight for the number one overall pick right there. Honestly, that might be a fight.
Then the Jets are going to win it.
They're going to win the game. Of course, because they'll never, because they won't get the number one overall pick. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you one thing. If they do get the number one pick, there's one thing for sure.
Arch Manning's not coming here, right? Yeah. Of course. Yep. No way, no how. Sorry, try again next year.
Yeah, I wish that wouldn't be the case, but unfortunately, it seems like that would be the case.
I think the Jets are, they're like a 3-win team.
Really?
I really do. I think that their offense is going to be bottom three in the league.
I have to tell you, week one is fascinating to me. Fascinating.
With the
Aaron
Steelers?
Rodgers coming into town.
Yeah.
Hopefully he makes it through the game.
You know he will. I mean, he'll probably run, he'll have a 99-yard touchdown run, you know? Blowing everybody by.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that their offense is going to be a pure atrocity. And the reasons why I think are clear. Mm-hmm. I think they have a guy who can't throw the football. I think they have one good wide receiver who can, play with bad quarterbacks. He's proven that and be productive. And they've got a rookie offensive coordinator who's never done it before and a defensive head coach. Rookie defensive head coach. And really nobody on that offense. They've got Steve Wilks on the defensive staff. Is there anybody on the offensive staff like that? Who's had experience, I'm not so sure. So, I think they're going to, they are going to be in third and seven every single drive and then have Justin Fields throw the ball into the ground.
Well,
that's what we're going to see.
I don't know if we'll see it that, I don't think it's going to be that bad, but I think we'll see a lot of bootlegs. We're going to see some RPO stuff for him and they're going to try to build around his skill set and that's what they should do.
Yeah.
And it's not dropping back 40 times and reading defenses without moving him around and helping him out. And that's really what the coach's job is to do. So this is who they felt like, let's sign him. Let's get him in camp. Let's work with him from the beginning because he's been here since, I feel like he's been here since Aaron Glenn has been here and Tanner Engstrom have been here. So they've had ample amount of time at least to assess what he's capable of.
Yeah, I'll give you, we talk about over-unders with the Jets and the Giants. Have a combined, I'll give you a combined over-under number with these two.
All right, so what is the combined number right now?
I think it's, if you put the, what is it, it's both five, it's I guess 11 because it's 5.5, 5.5.
Yep.
I'll my over-under line that I'm going to give you combined, 8.5.
So six for the Giants and two for the Jets.
I was thinking 5-3.
Yeah, I think the Giants could be better than that.
Yeah, I know. I know you do. I know other people do.
I just feel like there's an infusion of youth. There's going to be a competitive desire. You know, watching your defense the last couple of games, I know it's only preseason, but just watching them fly around, I just feel like there's a different vibe around the team. And I think a lot of that has to do, obviously, with the quarterback position and Abdul Carter. But it's if Andrew Thomas and Malik Nabers are healthy and they're ready to rock and roll, they got some of the best players, Dexter Lawrence. I think Brian Burns is a hell of a player. They got some really top-end players. And hopefully the coaching staff is going to bring the competitive nature out in this roster as opposed to the last 2 years watching this thing fall apart by midseason because of injuries and, I think, lack of confidence.
Yeah, I can see Giants 6. If it's going to go over, I can see Giants 6, Jets 3. I have a tough time getting the Jets to 4 wins. I really do. Al, over under combined wins, Jets and Giants, 8.5.
I'm gonna say over because I think 9.
I just think they're gonna win. They're gonna win somewhere along the line. Each team, we won 3 games somehow. I have no idea how we won those games. We even lost to the expansion Panthers that year.
No matter why your clients give, a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And we still won 3 games. And that was in a 16-game season. Somehow they're going to win 4 or 5 games.
I don't know, man.
Somebody will come in and somebody will be beat up or hurt or somebody's not playing.
So 4 or 5, I mean, it's not really... Let's just say
Patrick Mahomes pulls a hamstring in week 2 and then all of a sudden Kansas City comes to New York and you're playing the Chiefs without Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
I mean that could happen.
I mean, the Jets could have any number of injuries as well and make them even worse than they are. So
I'm sorry about the Giants too. In that regard.
Well, the Giants, they could win. Like, the ceiling there for me is 6.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like there's something going on over there at the Giants.
How many times have we done this, though? With the Jets.
But I haven't felt this way about the Giants the last couple of years, and maybe it's just because it's the quarterback situation or something else, but I just feel like there's something pushing the Giants to be more competitive, have more desire on the field, have more confidence. You know, talking to Dexter Lawrence, I love that kid.
Well, yeah, he's one of my favorite players in the NFL. I love him. I've always talked about that. I mean, I mentioned that. But he's been great for years now on bad teams. I'm not worried about him.
But just talking to him and listening to him talk about Abdul Carter and Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau. I mean, like, I think they're a team trending upward depending on what the quarterback does.
Yeah, I mean, they won 3 games last year, so it'll be tough to not trend upward from 3. So, bar is low.
I'm not saying it isn't low. And then, obviously, the coach, the GM, they're all sitting on hot seats. And depending on what the owner decides to do, and you know how invested John Mara is.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's not a question. how, I mean, this has been, it's been tough. This stretch here has been very, very difficult. They got those two Super Bowls, and those were amazing runs and memorable moments, not just in Giants history and NFL history. But, you know, last number of years have been very difficult, going through coach after coach after coach, miserable season. Last year might have been the worst out of all of them. 100th season, 3 wins.
But to the credit of Mr. Mara, he knew that there were extenuating circumstances. He knew that there were injuries. He knew that the team was not ready. And unfortunately for Daniel Jones and guys like Evan Neal, they did not live up to their draft status.
Yeah. Let's go to Scott and Somers. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
Good, Scotty. What's happening?
Hey, Booms. Just a little call out is I have a son that's 2.5, and his, my father-in-law, we also called him Boompa because our other, my nephew started calling him Boompa, so you're not the only one out there.
All right.
But on the other hand is, there you go.
Thanks to Danny.
On the other hand is, so last night was, I watched the Giant game. And it was the first time in a long time that I actually took enjoyment watching a Giant game. Everybody flying around, Russell Wilson, like everybody's just hopping up and down, and it was great to see it. So I have faith this year, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, it's the preseason, and that's a good thing. I'm not gonna rain on your preseason parade, but let's see what happens after the first couple of weeks. And if they split those first two games, I think you got a little bit of juice heading into games 3 and 4. If they lose the first two, it's going to be a long season. I mean, I really do believe that. It's just, you got to be able to win one of those two division games. If you win both, my God, we'll be flying high going crazy.
You know how Aaron Glenn is talking about the penalty problems the Jets had last year? That's the first thing that he wants to correct. You know, he doesn't want to be the most penalized team in the league. Those things kill you. The negative things kill you. For the Giants, you know, I'm telling you what it is. It's turnovers, and it's the lack of forcing turnovers. And if that stat in itself just flips, then they'll be a much more competitive team. And, again, I go back to Russell Wilson. He's not a guy who turns the ball over a lot. He plays a cautious brand of football. I know that. It's not what he used to be. And I think he's basically an experienced guy that's trying not to give the game away. And that might drive coaches crazy. Like, you know, some coaches, you know, they'll tell you, and I think as I did the Parcells birthday, so happy birthday to Bill Parcells today. You know, Phil Simms would tell a story a million times about how Parcells, if you don't go out there and throw 2 interceptions today, you're not trying. You know, go out there and let it go. And I think sometimes coaches want to see that. Like, it's one of the things I think that was what happened to Alex Smith in Kansas City. When they would go to the playoffs, they had a good team and he'd have a good year. They meet the Steelers in the playoffs and there were guys running down the sideline and he just wouldn't pull the trigger for whatever reason. Mm. And it forced them to draft a quarterback, and that quarterback just happened to be Patrick Mahomes, who will throw it all over the field. Sometimes, you know, carelessly, but he's Patrick Mahomes and he knows what he's doing, so you kind of let him fly a little bit.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.